们今天又一同聚集。
We thank the Lord that today we can gather once more.
我知道我们有四十几个人出去滑雪了。
I know that we have about 40 of us went outside to ski.
对，但愿他们都平安。
And may they have a safe trip.
今天我们要再继续来看启示录。
Today we'll continue on Revelation.
请我们打开启示录第二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter
十九章，对不起。
Revelation chapter 19。
启示录十九章，我们要念的是第七到第九节。
And we'll read from verse 7 to 9.
启示录十九章第七到第九。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 to 9.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
是第八吗？第八还是第七？
我念一节，我们第节目第第七开始，对不起啊，第七到第九。
OK， 是第八。
OK， 你读第八。
Okay, verse 8, and it was given to her to clothe herself in the fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous act of saints.
第九节，天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。好，我们再看这个马太福音。
Let's turn to book of Matthew.
我们要读的是马太福音二十二章
，Chapter 22。
这几个比喻都是耶稣讲的很重要，我们大家应该熟悉的比喻。
So these parables that Jesus share about is, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with these parables.
二十二章我们要读的是第一节到十四节。
And so, Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 through 14.
今天我的题目是围绕在羔羊的婚宴这个题目上。
And so today the topic is to be surrounded in the feast of the Lamb.
所以我们读的圣经都跟这个羔羊的婚宴有关系的。
And so all the passage we read will be related to the wedding feast.
耶稣又用比喻对他们说，你读第二节。
Verse 2. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son.
就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。
Again, he sent out their slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.
那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去。
And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them.
王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
Then he said to his slaves, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy.
所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。
Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说：“朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？”那人无言可答。
Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
因为被招的人多，选上的人少。再读第二个比喻，二十五章。
Let's turn to the second parable in chapter 25.
我们要看的是，第一节到十三节。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 13.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish, and five were prudent.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
But the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
But at midnight, there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
The foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going away to make this purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
But he answers, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you."
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。 我们再读下面这一个14节到30节，这是第三个关于这个婚宴的事。And
then we'll read on to the next paragraph, verse 14 to 30, that's in regards to the wedding feast.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。
In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more.
但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋葬了。
Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them.
那领5000银子的又带了另外的5000来，说：“主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看，我又赚了5000。”His
master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
那领2000的也来说：“主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看，我又赚了2000。”
His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚散聚敛。And
I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.
主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。”Then
you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest.
夺过这1000来给那有1万的。For
everyone who has more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the ones who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。这第三个故事，我要大家注意的是，他说，在第21节。
So in this third parable, I want you to pay attention in verse 21.
主人说，你好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把这许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Verse 21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
这里讲享受你主人的快乐，是指着这一个婚宴，这个千年国度的婚宴说的。And
so here it says, "Enter into the joy of your master." This joy is in reference to the thousand year feast of the wedding feast.
好，圣经我们暂时读这么多。
So that concludes our Bible reading.
我要大家还是回到我们19章启示录。 这几节的重要的圣经。
So I want to return back to Revelation chapter 19, these important verses.
啊，他说，你要注意他这个第九节所说的。
And so pay attention, special attention to verse 9.
天使吩咐我，就是约翰，说你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又说，这是神真实的话。
So and he said to me, so maybe in reference to the author John, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God.
很快，我们今年又来到岁末了。
Very soon we'll come to the end of this year.
那在圣诞节还没有来之前，我要对大家说圣诞快乐，
and before,
新年快乐。
Before the Christmas here, I want to extend and say to everyone Merry Christmas and also Happy New Year.
今年我们教会的主题是就这节圣经。
So the theme for an entire year for our church is that lies in that particular passage.
就是他这里说啊。羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And that is that, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
盼望这一年我们所有讲过的，在讲台上讲过的这些主的话。
I hope that in this past year, all the messages we have shared,
能够有一个很清晰的图画。
And paint a clear picture.
就是主要回来很近了。
And that is the Lord will return and it's very near.
我们每一个基督徒就应该好好的准备自己，像这里所说的，心腹准备好了，可以迎接新郎了。
And so every Christian should ready ourselves, just as how it says here, the bride made herself ready for the bridegroom.
我不知道我们准备了如何啊。
I don't know how prepared we all are.
我要讲这段圣经之前，我要讲一下今年世界发生了什么事，离开主的话所说的有多远多近。
And before we go into these passages, I want to do a review for everyone what's been happening in this year, and also how close we truly are to the Lord's return.
我们刚刚读的圣经说，因为那个时刻我们不知道什么时间什么时辰。
And for it says, and that, when that time comes, but we don't know exactly what that is.
如果有人告诉你耶稣几月几号几点钟要到的话，你赶快把那个人赶出去，那个人绝对是假先知。
If anyone tells you that Jesus will arrive on certain month, certain day, certain time, you just might as well just drive that person out because he's a false prophet.
因为没有人知道。
For no one truly knows the time.
但是虽然是没有人知道那个准确的时间，并不代表神不告诉我们那个距离有多近。
But even though no one knows the exact time, but that doesn't mean that God hasn't told us how close we are to that time.
马太福音二十四章说。
In Matthew chapter 24, it says,
当你看见这些事情发生的时候，你就知道主人已经在门口了。
So it says that when you see these signs, you know that the master is at the door.
所以这个告诉我们，这个主要来这件事情，准确的时间不告诉你，但是他的脚步声却告诉你。
And so from these weeks, know that the Lord will not tell us the exact time when he will arrive, but he will tell us when we could hear his footstep.
那耶稣讲到很多不同的兆头。
And so Jesus talked about a lot of different signs.
那其中有一个兆头。
And one of those signs,
他说在二十四章马太，他说，当你看见那但以理书所说的行毁坏可证的站在圣地读这经的人，你要跪义。有没有这句话？
It says in chapter 24 verse 15, it said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel in the Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
所以在这里他讲到两件事。
So here I talk about two things.
有一个人物叫做行毁坏可憎的。
And one, there's this person, this character, called Abomination of Desolation.
这个特殊人物他如果站在圣地。
If this special person stands in the holy place,
那你就知道赶快逃。
And then you know that it's time to get
out. 那个可怕的日子就到了。
For the day great fright is here.
所以我们读圣经的人就对主所说的话要特别注意看。
And so for those of us who read the Bible, we need to pay special attention to God's words.
主耶稣第二次要来，这件事情是耶稣讲了又讲的事。
So the Lord Jesus' second coming is something that Jesus himself had talked about many times.
我们所有的基督徒都应该知道这件事，而且渴慕这件事。
And as Christians, we all should know about this, and we should all long for this event.
那你怎么知道他近了呢？
And how do you know that when he's near?
那神就用犹太人当做一个指标。
And so God used the Israelites as a compass.
犹太人身上发生的所有的故事都是我们基督徒应该注意看神怎么在犹太人上做事，神也要在我们身上怎么做事。
And so as Christians we should look at how all the things that God had done for the Israelites and throughout their history, and so those same things will also happen to us as Christians.
那么如果我们不注意，我们就会吃亏上当的。
And so if we do not pay attention to these details, we will be shortchanged and we will be deceived.
那么主回来的时候有几件事情一定要发生。
And so before the Lord's return, a few things must take place first.
犹太人，四散天下的犹太人一定要回到应许之地。
So all the Israelites who have been scattered to all corners of the earth, they willwill return to the promised land.
这件事情什么时候发生的？
So when did this happen?
1948, 对吧？
So this happened in 1948.
第二次世界大战结束，然后它是1945年结束的。
And so the Second World War ended in 1945.
然后过了到1948年，联合国就让以色列复国在巴勒斯坦。
And in 1948, the United Nations rebuilt, allowed the country of Israel to become a country once more in Palestine.
那么然后呢，一直到今天将近七十年了。
So until today, it's been about 70 years.
主说，凡是看见这个无花果树发嫩长叶开始，你就要知道这一个世代的人还没有走之前，耶稣所说的所有事，就是关于他再来的事，都要应验。
Jesus himself said that if you have witnessed the fig tree starting to sprout again, then those the generation who get to see that, then you will know that all the things that's promised
will be fulfilled.
Will be fulfilled.
对，好，那这个世代就是基本上就是诗篇九十篇所说的，人的一生是七十年，若是强壮，八十年。
And so this era, this time, as said in Psalms, that if you're strong, then you can live for 70 years. If you're healthy, and if you're even stronger, then it's 80 years.
所以你加1948加七十，怎么说？啊
？So if you take 1948 and add 70years,
就是2018，对吧？
So it's it worked out to be 2018.
这就是七十年的范围。
So that is the 70 years range.
那如果强壮八十，那么再加个十年。
And if you're strong, then that's you get to live 80 years old. So you add another 10 years.
现在是多少？
So
Currently,
it's the
17就在眼前了哈。
So currently, we're at the end of 2016. So 2017 is about to come.
今年发生几件大事。
So there are a few things, major events that happened in this current year.
前面两年2014、2015年，大事是四个血月，两个黑太阳。
So in 2014 and 2015, we saw that there were four blood moons and then two solar eclipse.
这些事情发生的时候，按照启示录的第六章就告诉我们来到第六印了。
And so when these things happen, according to Revelation chapter 6, now we come to the
sixth seal.
According to Revelation, we now have come to the sixth seal.
对，那事情就要加速了。
And so that means that things will start picking up paces.
因为主的话说，当你看见这些事情的时候，主的日子就近了。
For Jesus himself said that when you see these events, the day of the Lord is near.
好，那这个我以前都说了，不再重复。
So I share with you this before, I will not repeat it.
我要说今年。
So I'll talk about this year.
今年有什么大事发生？
So what happened this year?
第一，
So first thing,
主耶稣受审判的时候，犹太人有一个机构叫做 Sanhedrin， 就是中文圣经翻译成公会。
So when the Lord Jesus was judged, he was judged by this organization called Sanhedrin.
那么这个公会是耶稣受审判，也是彼得、保罗这些使徒们受审判的这个犹太人的一个宗教最高的管理机构。
And so this same, so this Sanhedrin is the highest religious organization in the Israelite, among the Israelites. So they also oversaw the judgment of Peter and Paul.
那么他们是那在那个时代是罗马人的这个殖民地。
And so at that time they were a colony of the Roman Empire.
那么罗马人怎么管理犹太人呢？
And so how does the Romans control the Israelites?
就是由这个公会来管理。
And it is through the Sanhedrin.
他们是选了70个拉比。
And so they selected 70 rabbis.
那头头就是大祭司。
And so the leader among these 70 rabbis is the high priest.
他们不但管理犹太人的宗教事务。
And so not only are they in charge of overseeing the religious aspect of Israelite lives.
比如说耶稣在他们的眼中是异端，就在这个法庭里面。判断耶稣是该死的。
And so, for example, Jesus in their eyes is a heresy. So it's this organization that gave him the death sentence.
对，那么他们也有行政权管理这些犹太人平常的生活上的这些事情。
They also have administrative authorities to be in charge of the daily lives of Israelites.
自从西历70年的时候，罗马把圣殿烧了，耶路撒冷城毁了。
And so, ever since 70 AD, when the temple was destroyed,
那么犹太人就四散天下了。
And so the Israelites were scattered across the earth.
这个犹太人的公会也就自然而然就散了。
And also that means the Sanhedrin was disbanded by that time.
今年三月
，This year in March，
这个公会又出现了。
They have reestablished the Sanhedrin，
这是大事。
So this is a big event。
然后也就选出了新的大祭司。
And also through that they have selected the new high priest。
然后又发生下面一件事。
And then the next event。
就是 Putin， 就是这个苏俄的总统。
So President Putin, President of Russia，
他是以前是共产党，后来共产党解体，他就信了这个苏俄的东正教。
So before, yeah, he was a communist, but then since the fall of USSR, he now converted to believe in Orthodox.
你如果去耶路撒冷
if you go to Jerusalem,
你可以看到很多东正教的教堂在耶路撒冷。
You can see a lot of Orthodox churches in Jerusalem.
所以呢，这个Putin 就说
，And so because of that, Putin said.
我对在耶路撒冷建第三个殿表示支持。
Putin said that I support the building of the third temple in Jerusalem.
他讲跟你讲不一样，为什么？
So there's a great difference between him saying that versus you or I say that.
你讲就讲，没有人会注意的。
If you said some such thing, no one will pay attention.
但他是苏俄的头头。
But him being the president of Russia.
他是第一个总统公开表示支持建立第三个殿。
He is the first president to openly support the building of the third temple.
这就有它的特殊意义。
So that has its special meaning.
然后我们今年到了11月8号选出了一个新的总统叫做什么Trump, 对不对?
And then here in the United States, in November 8th, we have elected a new president, and that's President-elect Trump.
当他宣布他要选总统的时候，大家当作笑话来听的。
And when initially when he made his announcement of intention to run for presidency, everyone thought that was a joke.
他开始出来选，整整搞了一年半。
And so it has been exactly about a year since he started his campaign.
美国有一半的人反对他，对吧？
There are half of the population in the U.S. are against him.
他的敌对的政党民主党反对他不稀奇，连共和党都反对他。
So the Democrats were against him. That's nothing to be shocked about. But even in his own party, the Republicans, their people are against him.
但是他居然打败了。他自己党内16个竞争对手，再加上民主党的希拉里，他把这么多人推翻，他赢了。
But yet, he was able to defeat 16 other candidates within his own party, as well as defeated Hillary.
跌破了全世界的专家的眼镜，没有人想到他会赢的。
So this completely took everyone, all the experts by surprise.
所以这个一定是上帝的旨意。
So this has to be a will from God.
你相不相信那是另外一回事。
Whether you believe it or not, that's another thing.
重点在这里。
So the key point is this.
他在竞选的时候答应犹太人三件事。
During his campaign, he promised the Israelites three things.
对，这是其他的人没有人提过的，只有他讲。
So these are things that no one else had talked about. Only he talked about this.
第一，我要把奥巴马跟伊朗签的这个六国核武器协议推翻。
And the first thing is that he will overturn the nuclear agreement that President Obama signed with six other Middle Eastern countries.
因为这个协议对以色列来讲是他那个总理说过一句话。
For this nuclear agreement, in the words of the Prime Minister of Israel,
当然对你们美国人是所谓国家安全。
He said that to Americans, this has to do this agreement,
security.
It has to do with national security.
对我们来讲是国家存亡。
But to us, it's a matter of
survival. 对，所以以色列是反对这一个伊朗的这个核武器协议的。
So Israel is against this nuclear agreement with Iran.
啊，不管怎么样，这个协议成功了，但是川普说，我当总统，我要把这个推翻。
And so, regardless that the agreement went through, but Trump said that as soon as he gets elected, he will overturn that agreement.
第二
，second，
我当总统，我要把我要承认耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
And if I become the second thing he said is that if I become president, I will admit that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
我第三，我要把美国的大使馆从特拉维夫搬到以色列耶路撒冷。
And the third thing is that I will then move the consulate from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
这三件事情是他竞选的时候答应的。
So these three things are what Trump promised during his campaign.
没有人相信这件事会发生，因为所有美国总统也没有一个敢做这三件事的。
So no one think that he will see this through because no single U.S. president in history would dare to promise these three things.
他选中。
But he promised these things and he got elected.
对吧？好，当他一选中，十一月八号。
And as soon as he was elected on November 8th.
十一月二十二号还是二十号，我记不是很清楚。大祭司就这个工会就写了一封信给这两个头头。
And I can't remember whether it was after he was elected. I can't remember whether it's 12th or the 20th. The high priest from the Sanhedrin wrote a letter to these two leaders.
讲什么？
And what did it say in the letters?
猜一猜。
Take a guess.
啊哈，很聪明。可是他不说你来见圣殿，而是说你们两个应该要做旧约圣经里面的。古列王。
In that letter to Trump and to Putin,
Putin,
to Trump and Putin, it says that the letter says that you should become the
Cyrus.
You can become Cyrus, King Cyrus, as described in the Old Testament.
我们知道，在旧约，你去读这个以色列的历史，那么他们被掳在巴比伦，然后神说你们将来有一天要回来。
And so, if we read the Old Testament, we understand there's a history in Israelites' history where they were enslaved and brought to Babylon,
对吧？所以你去读那段历史，他们被掳的历史的时候，神是说得很清楚，七十年。
And so if you read that history, God made it very clear that they will be enslaved for 70 years.
然后后来就由这个波斯王古列宣告你们可以回去重建耶路撒冷，重建圣殿。
And then after those 70 years, the king of Persia then proclaimed that allowed them, free them, and said that you can go back to your land to rebuild your temple.
所以今年11月这个人大祭司写了两封信，一个给 Putin， 一个给 Trump。
And so this year in November, the high priest wrote two letters, one to Trump and one to Putin.
这就不一样了，对吧？
This is different.
现在不让他们建这个殿是谁啊？
So right now, who is prohibiting the Jews from building that temple?
啊，是在那个上面的清真寺的所代表的整个的回教的势力。
It is the entire world culture that's represented by the synagogue that's currently residing there.
不是 synagogue,
mosque. The mosque.
清真寺不是 synagogue, 不要搞错。
Sorry, the mosque. Sorry.
张冠李戴。
The mosque that was on that.
那个清真寺金顶的，还有个银顶的，都在那一个所谓的圣殿山上这个大平台上。
So the mosque with the golden dome as well as the silver dome, they all have been built on that flat land.
根本在政治上是不可能，阿拉伯国家会让你在那个旁边建个圣殿，不可能的。
So politically speaking, none of the Middle East, Arabic countries would not allow for a temple to be built next to their mosque.
但是圣经说有一天会建。
However, the Bible said one day that will be done.
那个圣殿被建的原因是要给敌基督到殿里面自称自己是什么？神。
And the purpose for why the temple will be built is so that one day the Antichrist can go into it and proclaim himself to be Christ.
那你如果读启示录第十一章，我跟你们讲过的时候，他看到异象，说圣殿有一天出现了，在十一章。
And then if you look at Revelation chapter 11, as we have shared before, that one day the temple will appear once more.
神叫约翰拿一个苇子去量一量，那个异象里面讲到这件事。
And God asked John to take measurement of the temple.
所以
，so
讲了上千年、两千年的这个圣殿，第三个殿，终于你开始看见什么了？苗头了。
And so this temple that's been talked about for close to, for more than 2,000 years, finally you could start to see a sign.
上海话叫苗头不是影影也。开始你看到居然两千年没有声音的东西，现在开始看到苗头了。
So you could finally, now after more than 2,000 years of not even hearing anything about it, you finally start seeing an inkling of it.
昨天我收到一个消息。
And so yesterday I received this news.
说 Trump 已经打发了人去耶路撒冷找什么？你们啊？对，找新的大使馆的位置。
So yesterday I received news that Trump already sent someone to Jerusalem to scout out a new location for the U.S. consulate.
发生在这个月，就是现在十二月，他的幕僚已经去找这个地了。
So it happened this month in December. So he already sent people to look for a new place for the consulate.
所以我把这些事情摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
So I lay these things before you.
而且今年是圣经说的禧年。
And also in addition, this year is the year of
Jubilee.
Jubilee in according to the Bible.
拉比告诉我们。
And the rabbi tells us,
先解释一下什么是禧年。
And so let me explain a little bit about what Jubilee is.
神告诉摩西，你告诉犹太人。
And so when God told Moses to tell the Israelites,
你们每七天要休息一天，那一天叫做安息日。
And he tells them that they need to take a day of a Sabbath every seven day.
什么工都不可以做。
And on that day, you can't do any work.
这是安息日。
And so because that's day of rest.
然后又告诉他，你们每七年有一年什么工也不可以做，那个叫做安息年。
And so, he also said that, every 7 years there's the complete year where you cannot do any work. So that's called, the year of rest.
对，然后算七个安息年。
And then when you have taken seven of these, year of rest.
那七七四十九，对吧
？And so
四十九年过去，下一年第五十年叫做。禧年 Jubilee.
And then after these seven cycles of 7 years, then that's 49 years already, and then on the 50th year, that's called the Jubilee.
那么这个在旧约是有它特殊的意义的。
And this has its special meaning in the Old Testament.
告诉我们神做事都有它的规则，有它的时间，这是这个什么书？传道书告诉我们的，凡事都有定期。
And it's from the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that God has a time for everything.
旧约告诉我们，在禧年的时候，神会还你三样东西。
And it tells, the Bible tells us that on the year of Jubilee, God will return to you three things.
如果你的地在这过去的四十九年卖掉了某种原因。
And for example, if your land was sold for whatever reason in the past 49 years,
到禧年还给你。
And on Jubilee, it will be returned back to you.
第二，如果有 fence 的城。
And secondly, if a city has fences around it,
也因为某种原因丢掉了，到五十年还给你。
And again, for whatever reason, it has fallen, then on the fifth, on Jubilee, it will be rebuilt, returned to you.
第三
And third thing,
祖宗传下来的房子 ancestral house.
Your ancestral house that's passed down to you.
在这个中间如果丢掉了五十年的时候也还给你
If it's ever lost in these 50 years, then on Jubilee, it will be returned to you.
这是写在圣经里的
And that's what's written in the Bible.
好那你看最近的这个我们现在是在禧年对吧
And so we currently are in the year of Jubilee.
历史告诉我们
So history tells us.
你把这个禧年拉比说现在是第七十个禧年
And so the rabbis tells us right now is the 70th Jubilee.
那也就是说从第一个禧年就是摩西开始的到现在算起刚刚好三千五百年，对吧
？And so from the beginning of the very first jubilee in the time of Moses until now, so that worked out to be 3,500 years.
怎么得来的？七十乘五十。
So how do you get that number? You take 70 times 50.
所以这个禧年是有圣经重要意义在这里的。
So this jubilee has a special meaning in the Bible.
对，那。读历史告诉我们，你往前推一百年。
So if you read history and if you move forward 100 years,
1917年
，in 1917,
那个时候第一次世界大战结束。
That's the end of the First World War.
那个时候有一个大帝国结束了，那叫做奥特曼。
And at that point, at the end of that, the Ottoman Empire.Come to an end.
他们那个大帝国，那个时候是管辖这个所谓的应许之地，所谓的巴勒斯坦。
And so the Ottoman Empire at the time was oversees a lot of land, including the Promised Land at that time called the Palestine.
那第一次世界大战结束的时候，这个奥特曼结束了，垮掉了。
And so the Ottoman Empire ended this, as World War One.
那个时候的战胜国最强的就是英国。
And the victorious country at that war during that war was England.
所以那块土地是由英国来管理的。
And so that land then got turned over to the British control.
那个时候的英国国会 有一个议员，他的名字叫 Belford.
And so the English, I guess, there's an English congressman called Belford.
他就有一个议案。
So he proposed a bill.
对，这个议案就是说，所有在全世界的犹太人可以回巴勒斯坦建立你们自己的国家。
And the bill says that all the Israelites throughout the entire world, they could, if they choose to return and settle in Palestine.
这就是犹太人所谓锡安主义、锡安运动的开始，就从那个时候开始。
And so that's, I guess, that's the beginning of what's called the Zion movement by the Israelites.
对，那么，所以你看到一百年前。神已经开始把地还给犹太人了。
And so you could tell from this that 100 years ago, God already started to return the land to the Israelites.
过五十年
，50 years later,
1967,
1967,
那所谓的六日战争
，and the Six Day War.
什么大事发生
？What happened?
不但犹太人把周边的这些阿拉伯国家打垮。
And not only did the Israelites in just 6 days defeated all the surrounding Arab countries.
具有属灵意义的是他们把耶路撒冷夺过来了。
And of more spiritual significance is that they recapture Jerusalem.
所以圣经的里面说的禧年把那个有墙的城还给你应验了。
And so what it says in the Bible, the promise in the Bible of returning the city with a fence being returned to the owner has become a reality.
加五十,
you add another 50 years later.
多少了? 2017.
And now we're looking at 2017.
这个七年我们要问神会把什么还给以色列人?
We have to ask ourselves, what will God return back to the Israelites?
三样东西还了两样。
So out of all those three things, two things have been returned.
还有一样。
There's one thing.
祖宗的房子。
And that's your ancestral house.
是什么?
What is that?
嗯，你们自己去猜吧。
You can make your own judgment.
所以，这为什么现在是两个总统?
So, why is it that there are two presidents who are...
因为回教分成两大派。
Because Islam are separate into two major
一个苏尼派,
sects. One is Sunni,
一个是什叶派,
and the other one is Shiites.
那么西爱所代表的就是伊朗、叙利亚这些国家。
And so Shiites represents Iran and Syria.
那谁支持他们?
And who supports them?
说。
Russia is the one who supports these countries.
这个 Putin 是一直支持或者过去的苏俄都在支持回教的这个大派的国家。
And so President Putin currently supporting these countries, but and then also in the past, Russia has also supported these countries.
谁支持这个苏尼呢?
So who supported the Sunni?
那这些国家就是沙乌地啊，这个。约旦啊，这些埃及啊，这些教派。
And so the countries that represent the Sunnis are the Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, these kind of countries.
很多了。
There are many.
包括印尼啊，这些都是苏尼的。
Yes, there are many countries.
伊拉克也是苏尼的。
Including Iraq.
嗯，谁支持他们
？So and who supports these countries?
美国。
The U.S.
所以你今天看见这两个总统都做表态支持犹太人建殿的事。
So today you see that both leaders in these two countries had announced that they support the building of the temple.
在目前川普还没有上台，他还没有公开表示要建殿，没有，他这个事还没有讲。
And so because Trump hasn't taken the office officially yet, so he hasn't openly supported that he will support the building of the temple.
But he has already sent people to Jerusalem to look for the consulate.
But But he already set people out, sent people out to scout for a new place for the new council in Jerusalem.
所以你把这些事，今年发生的这些事，通通放在一起来看。
So if you take all these things that happened in this year and look at them together,
我要你注意, 如果这件事是朝着这个方向走,
I want you to pay attention, and that is that if things indeed are going towards that direction,
那建殿就变成可能了，对吧？
Then it means that the building of the temple now becomes a possibility.
有一个机构在以色列叫做 Temple Institution, 就是圣殿什么 Institution。 圣殿学院吧, 就这么说吧。
So there's an organization in Israel called Temple Institution.
这个已经存在很多很多年了。
And this institution has existed for many, many years.
他们存在的唯一的目的就是准备好一切来建殿。
And their sole purpose is to prepare everything for the building of the temple.
有人就访问这个 institution的头。
And so someone interviewed the head of this institution.
如果今天告诉你可以建，你们要花多少时间来建？
And the interviewers asked the head, if today someone tells you that you're okay to build a temple, how long does it take you to build a temple? Take a guess, how long will it take?
啊? 半年?
Half a year.
Oh, 半年就建好。
The head of the institution said that all it takes is just half a year to finish building a temple.
意思是说我通通预备好。
In other words, they have prepared everything. Everything's ready.
我们沙盘推演。
就是我不知道英文沙盘推演是什么，不是你要打仗的时候，不是在那个桌子上就开始假设你飞机怎么飞，船怎么开，坦克车怎么走，这叫沙盘推演。OK，so we have already built the bow simulations。对，如果这一切都是像我们刚刚看到的苗头朝这个方向走。
If indeed all these things suggest the direction that is these things seem to be suggesting, 最后真的是阿拉伯人同意犹太人居然可以在那里建殿了。
And eventually, if the Arab country indeed finally agrees for the building of the temple in Jerusalem,
那第一，按照但以理书第九章说，
then according to Daniel chapter 9,
那一个人就是行毁坏可憎的人，他要用双关的诈语。 让这个协议与多国签立协议，让这件事情就发生了。And
the one that who's the abomination, he will through deceit, to allow this to happen.
Right. 那如果这件事情要发生的话，那么就是说现在会有一个人要出现，要摆平这么多国家，让圣殿的事可以执行。
And if this thing is to go forward, then there will be this person who will appear to convince all the Arab countries to agree to this.
对，那这就告诉我们，第一，这个人是敌基督。
And this will tell us several things. First of all, this person then is the Antichrist.
他是世界的英雄。
For he will become the hero of the world.
他应该得着。 诺贝尔和平奖,
and he will receive the he probably will receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
因为没有人能够搞定，他居然搞定。
For no one throughout history was able to accomplish this, but yet he was able to do this.
而更重要的是,
and most importantly,
殿就建起来了。The
temple will also be built.
对吧？那这就告诉我们，这是圣经最后的七年，就是讲到以色列的这个命运。
And so this will also tell us that the last 7 years, it foretells the future of Israel.
因为按照但以理书第九章是讲到以色列啊，你还剩下的是叫七十个七年。
And for according to the book of Daniel, it says that Israel, you have 70 years.
对，那以色列人他到目前还没有出现的就是最后的这个七年，最后一个七还没有出现。
And so for the Israelites, the last 7 years haven't appeared yet.
那如果建殿的事情开始发生, 那这就是最后一个启动。
If the temple indeed has been built, then it also marks the beginning of this last 7 years.
而且我们知道这个七对分一半一半, 三年半, 三年半。
And we also know from, that these last 7 years will be split into evenly two halves, 3.5 years for the first and 3.5 years.
前3.5年半是好的，后3年半是惨的。
And the first 3.5 years is great, and then the last 3.5 years is in great woes.
我们过去一直讲的所谓的 the day of the Lord 就是主的日子或者基督的日子。
And in the past we have been talking about the day of the Lord.
那这个日子来到的时候就是那个后3年半的事情。
And when that day comes, it will be during that second 3.5 years.
被提就要发生在那段时间。
And rapture will also happen during that time.
圣经说, 第七号吹响的时候,
and that will be happening on the seventh trumpet.
这都是我过去在讲启示录的时候都讲过了。
So I share with you all of this in the past. When
如果你没有听或者你不记得, 上网, 你把它再重新温习一下。
So if you have not heard the message or if you forgot, you need a refresher, you can go online and listen to those messages again.
所以, 如果这件事情是朝这个方向走, 那我们 现在是2016年底，对吧？
So indeed, if things are heading towards that direction, we are now currently in 2016.
那我们剩下的日子就没有几年了。And
so remaining days are few.
几年？算一算。
How many years do we have left? If you do the calculation.
应该，如果这些事情照着刚刚这个苗头来算的话，我们大概剩4年到4年半。
If things are truly headed toward the direction that we think they are, then we have really about 4 or 4.5 years.
没人知道那日子那时辰。
No one will know the day or the time.
但是我们大概可以知道这个耶稣的脚中有多远了。
But we could tell roughly when his footsteps are near.
所以我们的问题是什么?
So our question is,
准备好没有? 对吧?
Are you ready? Are you prepared?
所以这个讲了半天就是要来到这个准备好了没有。
So we spent half a day talking about this is to this point of are you ready?
好,那我们刚刚读了几段圣经。
So we read a few passages.
把耳朵竖起来听,你没有听懂,那你自己要想办法。
Open your ears and get ready to hear this.
我已经尽我最大的努力,该讲的都讲在前面了。
I try my best to put the high points, the important points up front.
启示录怎么讲？我已经讲过。我现在要讲马太福音怎么讲。
So we already went over what the book of Revelation has to say about this. Let's now take a look at the book of Matthew.
耶稣讲到那个羔羊的婚宴。
So Jesus talked about the feast of the Lamb.
他第一个比喻他就说有一个王给他的儿子准备一个婚宴，对吧？
So in the first parable, he talked about there's this king who prepared the wedding feast for his son.
马太22章，22章。
Matthew chapter 22.
在那个故事我们刚刚念的,
and this story that we just read,
基本上是说, 宴席都预备好了, 请你们来赴吧。
Basically, it says that the feast is ready, all you have to do is just come.
结果呢?
But what turns out,
22章第5节,
chapter 22, verse 5,
那些人不理, 就走了, 一个到自己的田里去, 一个去做买卖去, 其余的人拿住仆人凌辱他们，把他给杀了。Says,
but they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them.
所以这批人消息已经告诉他们，他们根本不相信，还取笑这个讲道的人。And
so these people, the message was really given to them, but they do not believe, they don't want to believe it. They don't believe the message.
把他干掉了。And
they also mistreated the messengers.
好了，然后他又对仆人说，去把那个第一批叫的人不配，他们不要把他们除掉。现在你要到马路上去，马路口去凡遇见的，通通召来复习。
And after this event, then the king sent for more of his servants, saying that these people who were originally invited, they were unworthy.
所以,
so tell them that he...
所以很多人都来了。
So he asked his slaves to go to the main gate of the city and just grab whoever they could find. And so this is just basically like true all across the world. Whenever you have free meal, people will come. But And during that meal, something happened. What happened?
大家都有礼服，就有一个人不穿的。
Everyone was wearing the best, finest clothing, but then there's one person who was not dressed for the occasion.
那王就问他，你为什么不穿？
And so the king asked him, why aren't you dressed for the occasion?
他无言以对。
And the man had no words, no answer.
王就对那个佣人说，把他捆起来，把他丢出去。
And so the king told his servant to bound this person and then throw him out into the darkness.
这是第一个比喻。
So this is the first parable.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
故事很简单。
So the story is very simple.
但是什么意思？
But what is the meaning behind it?
两个意思。
There are two meanings.
他的第一个意思说，第十四节，因为被招的人多，选上人的少，这是他的解释。
So the first meaning, first principle behind that, the story is that for many are called, but few are chosen.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就着王的心。
So that is the heart of the king.
他愿意大家都来。
He wished everyone to come.
但是就着事实来看，
but looking at reality,
大部分人是怎么样？根本 don't care.
The majority of people
根本不信，也不看重。
The majority of people didn't believe and they didn't care, they didn't believe it. They don't view highly of it.
所以选上的人少。
So that's why the chosen are few.
有这个眼光，能够把王的话当作一回事来正常反应的是少数。
So those who had the foresight to take what the king says as real, as truth, these people are few.
耶稣讲这个比喻就告诉我们，关于这个神所为他儿子预备的这一个婚宴，讲是大家都被邀请，发帖子大家都有一份，可是真正回应说我愿意来的寥寥无几。
So basically what Jesus is saying that when God prepared the feast for his son, the invitation had been gone out to everyone. But those who actually responded and said that they will come are few.
所以王本来请的大概都是达官贵人吧。
So originally the king sent out invitation to people in the high class.
但是后来来的人呢？
But yet, those people
都是马路上要来的，招来的。
But yet, in the end, the people who actually made it to the feast are all from the commoners from all walks of life.
都是怎么讲？就是很平凡的人，就马路上随便找了就来了。
So the guests that ended up coming are all commoners, so like people you find on the streets.
所以我们今天能够到神的面前，我们都是马路上找来的。
So today we're able to come before the Lord.
感谢主，这叫恩典。
We are all commoners. We are people from the
world. 我们本来跟这个神是无分无关的人。
So that's His blessing. So we originally have no part with Him.
我们居然有份了。
But yet today we have a part in Him.
这是叫做恩典。
And that is called grace.
那中间有一个人被赶出去了。
And so among these people, there was this one person that got driven out, thrown out.
没有穿礼服。
And because he hadn't put on the wedding.
在古时候，凡是来到皇宫里面参加宴席的，是皇帝给你一件礼服穿来参加的，这是皇帝给你的礼物。
And so in the ancient times when you are invited by the king to dine, to come into the palace, the king himself will give you a wedding cloth and then you are to put it on. So that is a gift from the king.
居然王发现有一个人不给他面子，不把他的衣服穿上，自己穿自己的那一套就进来了。
But yet, among these people, the king discovered that there is that one person who ignored his gift and did not put on the wedding cloth that he gave him.
所以王就把他赶出去了。
And so the king drove him out.
所以就告诉我们，你不但要来答应王的宴席，你也得照着王的规矩穿上他给你的礼服，你才能够坐在王的宴里头。
And so that tells us that not only do you have to respond to his invitation, but also you need to obey the rules that he had given, that you need to put on his wedding cloth in order to attend his wedding feast.
这不是 wedding cloth, 是礼服，是你来参加宴席的时候穿的衣服，那件衣服是王给你的。
And so this is a formal attire, formal clothing that the king gave you for the purpose of attending the feast.
用新约的术语是说什么呢？就是因信称义的义袍。那个浪子回家的时候，爸爸给那个儿子那件衣服叫做义袍。
And so using the terminology from the New Testament, it is the righteous robe that you receive because of your faith.
耶稣是我们的义，所以他让我们称义的。
For our Lord Jesus is our righteousness, so because of him we were also called righteous.
所以这是第一个比喻。
So that is the first parable.
第二个比喻就说到十个童女。
So the second parable talk about the 10 virgins.
那这个十个童女都在这边等新郎回来。
And so they were all waiting for the bridegroom to come.
但是他说十个童女是聪明的，十个童女是愚拙的。
But he said that there were 10 that were wise, there were 5 who were prudent, and the other 5 who were foolish.
那么这两批都是基督徒。
So these two groups, they are all Christians.
因为他们有两个现象，第一都是童女，第二都是等新郎，所以只有基督徒会等新郎。
And we can tell this because they're all virgins and they're all waiting for the bridegroom. So only Christians fulfill those two.
那可惜的是什么?
But sadly,
聪明的才享受到那个，就是跟新郎能够一起坐席。
But sadly, only those who are prudent get to enjoy the feast with the bridegroom.
有五个就在门外。 咬牙切齿进不去,
while the other 5 were gnashing of teeth outside of the main gate.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
但是他们两批人的差别是什么?
And the difference between these two groups are
他们唯一的差别, 其他都是一样的。
So actually there's only one difference between these two groups.
就是, 啊, 油多跟油少。
And that difference is having a lot of oil versus having a few oil.
他们都有油,
they all have oil.
都有灯,
they all have lamp.
都亮的,
and they were all lit.
可是有五个油不够，亮了一半都黑了。
But yet there were 5 of them who did not bring enough oil, so their lamp went out.
这是这个比喻里面讲的故事。
And that is the story in this parable.
那对我们基督徒什么意思?
And so what's the meaning for us Christians?
油在这个故事里头, 你要知道, 圣经用油是橄榄油。
So you need to notice that in the Bible, when it refers to oil, it refers to olive oil.
按照撒迦利亚书的意象,
and then so according to the vision seen by Zechariah,
讲到这个油就是圣灵。
And the oil, when he talked about oil, it's the Holy Spirit.
在那个意象里面, 神说, 不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，唯有耶和华的灵方能成事。
And in it, it says that it's not by power, by your abilities, but rather by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's only through that can things be done.
所以，对于每一个基督徒来说，我们都有主的圣灵。
So to every Christians, for every Christians, we all have the Holy Spirit.
但是主对我们每一个基督徒有圣灵里面，圣经有一句话说，不要。 被酒充满，乃要被圣灵充满。
And to every Christian, God commands that do not be filled but with wine, but rather filled but with by the Holy Spirit.
这是以弗所书第4章所说的。
And that's what Ephesians chapter 4 says.
所以在这一段话里面什么意思?
And so in that context, what does this parable mean?
被圣灵充满不是说你要会说方言，巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉，这叫圣灵充满，这个是。 误导,
to be filled by the Holy Spirit does not mean that you can speak in tongue. That's misleading.
被圣灵充满乃是受圣灵管制。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit means that you are being governed and disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
因为他前面那句话是说不要被酒充满。
For the sentence before that, he says, do not be filled by wine.
酒能够叫人放荡。
For the wine can allow people to become loose.
所以一个醉酒的人是被酒精控制的。
So for someone who's drunk, he is controlled by alcohol.
那么被圣灵充满的人是被圣灵控制的。
And so, on the other hand, for someone who is filled by the Holy Spirit, they are being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个基督徒有一个责任，什么叫做预备好了呢?
So every Christian has this responsibility.
十个童女有5个预备好，5个没有预备好。
10 virgins, 5 who are prepared, 5 who are not.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
要体贴圣灵，不要体贴肉体。
To be mindful of the Holy Spirit and not mindful of your flesh.
这是每一个基督徒从你信主那一天到你进见主的那天为止，我们在地上所要追求你个人的灵命上来讲，就是操练体贴圣灵，不要体贴肉体。And
that is the exercise that every single Christian needs to do from the time that they first become saved until the day that we see our Lord face to face. Is that to be in practice by to have discipline. By the Holy Spirit.
所以你如果体贴圣灵, 照罗马书第八章就是说，体贴圣灵的乃是生命，体贴肉体的乃是死亡。
And so according to Romans chapter 8, if you are mindful of the Holy Spirit, it means life. And if you are mindful of the flesh, it means death.
所以基督徒，我们今年的主题是心腹装饰整齐，等候新郎，就是指的这个点。
And so, brothers and sisters, the theme for this, for our church for this year is, this bride made herself ready.
对。
And that is who we're waiting for.
我们每一个人的灵命是体贴肉体呢，还是体贴圣灵？这是我们每天要回答的问题。
And for every single day, we need to ask ourselves, is our Holy Spirit, is our spiritual life mindful of our flesh or mindful of the Holy Spirit?
你是十个童女里面的哪一批？
Which group do you belong to out of these ten?
你要做聪明的童女呢，还是做愚昧的童女？
Do you want to be the prudent virgins or the foolish ones?
这是第二个比喻。
So that is the second parable.
第三个比喻。
The third parable.
主人要出去，他就给他的仆人，银子。
So the master is about to go on a long journey, so he gave talents to his slaves.
主人就按照仆人的这个每一个人的能力。能力大的人给五千，能力小的人给两千，给一千，不一样。
And so he gave the talent to his slaves according to their ability. The one with greater ability, he gave him five. The one with lesser ability, he gave him two or one.
有一天，主人要回来，要跟每一个仆人干嘛？两个字，算账。
And on the day of their master return, he will settle accounts with each one of them.
所以我们对这两个字不太喜欢的，算账，我找你算账。
So we don't like this word settling account too much.
但是这是主人对仆人讲的话。
But however, these are the words that the master said to his slaves.
主回来好不好？
Is it wonderful to have the master's return again?
应该非常好。
It should be wonderful.
那好的时候他要称赞你，你就好了，刚刚高兴。
But if he returns and he gives you praise, that
would
be great.
责备你的话呢，那就糟糕了。
But if he rebukes you,
对吧？
Then
所以好与不好是根据阁下怎么样面对主人的问题。
So whether the return of the master is a good thing, it all depends on how you will be facing your master.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，算账这两个字是很不太好听的哈。
So, brother and sister, the whole concept of settling accounts is probably maybe unsettling.
但是你要问自己，我见主的时候账本预备好没有？
But you have to ask yourself that when I am face to face with the Lord, is my account all in order?
主给我们每一个人不一样的，有的是拿五千，有的拿两千，有的拿一千，都有，但是有大有小。不平等。
So the Lord blesses us differently. Some with five talents, some with two. So it's all different.
没有关系，多与少，这是主人的权利。我们拿多也不要太高兴，拿少也不要太自卑。
But that's okay. For it's the master's prerogative to give us more or less. But just because you receive more doesn't mean it's a great thing. Just because you receive less is also not a bad thing.
重点在这里，他要算账。
But the point is, he will settle.
算账的原则是什么？
And the principle with which he uses.
第一个原则
is
多给的多要，少给的少要。
And the principle he uses is that those who give many, he expects many in return.
所以刚刚我们读的故事里面就是说，我给你五千，我算账的时候要拿多少？一万。
And that's why in the story, in the parable, he said that I give you five talents, and so when we settle account, I expect ten.
我给你两千。我盼望算账的时候得多少？四千。
And when I give you two talent, I expect four in return.
那你得到一千呢？
So if you receive one talent,
啊，两千就搞定了。
He only expects two talent.
你得的奖赏是什么？
And the reward is that.
刚刚我们念了，主会称赞你，忠心良善的仆人。
And the reward that you receive is that the Lord will give you praise and call you good and faithful servant.
你可以进来与主人一同快乐。
And that you can come and enter into the joy of your master.
这就是预备好的人。
And those are the people,
对吧？
Who are prepared.
所以你读了那个故事，你就有数了。
So after you read this story, then you will have an understanding of what to be expected.
我们得救是因恩典，一点都没有错。
So to be saved, that is grace. That is true, absolutely.
但是你不要以为这就是一切的一切了。
But do not think that is all in all.
因为我们每一个人见主的时候，你要注意一件事，你要英文叫 hold you accountable， 中文要怎么说？ 你要对神给你的那份恩典，你要有责任的。
But know that we will be held accountable, in front of the Lord.
我们都要交账的。
So we all have to settle our accounts.
没有任何人是例外。
And no one can escape this.
那今天我们说主要回来的日子很近了，都可以看听见他的脚钟了。
And so today we say that the day of the Lord's return is near. We can even hear his footsteps.
我们要学习灵命上能够被圣灵充满的人，这是灵命。
And so in our spiritual life, we need to become someone who is filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是以童女的地位来说的。
And so saying this from standpoint as a virgin.
对吧？我们每一个基督徒都是童女，那主对我们每一个童女有这一个要求。
And so all Christians are virgin made, and so the Lord has this requirement for all of the virgin.
但是我们还有另外一个身份，我们是神的什么？仆人。
But we also have another identity, and that is we are a servant to God.
那你要知道，主人对仆人有一个要求，就是他给你多少，等他回来的时候，他要你交双倍，就是翻一番。
And because of that, we need to know that the master have this requirement of his slaves, and that is whatever he gives you, he expects twice in return.
你最起码也得放在银行有利息捞回来。
At the very least, you should have put it in the bank so that you can return the principal along with the interest to your master.
我想我以前讲过。
I think I've shared with you on this before.
如果你不知道，上网再去找一找。
If you don't know about this, go online and to listen to message again.
总而言之，主耶稣回来不是很遥远的事。
To summarize, our Lord Jesus' return is not something that's far away.
是在几年之内就要应验的事。
It's something that will happen in the next few years.
所以我们大家好自为之。
And so do as you will with this information.
共同努力，好吗？
May we work together, work together, hard. May we work hard together.
不要再沉睡了。
Do not fall asleep anymore.
不要又去忙什么别的那些乱七八糟的事，把你的心给分了。
Do not be distracted by other things.
集中精神就是对主所要求的，把你一切投上，你就有福了。
Concentrate your energy on what the Lord requires. Put everything that you have.
刚刚我们读的
十
九章，神特别对约翰说：“你要把这话写上，怎么样？这是真实的。”
For verse 19 that we read, as the Lord commanded, John said that to write this, for this is the truth from the Lord.
我们一起说那句话说：“什么人有福？”
And that word is who are the blessed ones?
被邀请。参加婚姻的人有福了。
Those who are invited to the wedding feast are blessed.
阿们。那比我们感恩节聚餐还重要一百倍吧。
So that's probably even maybe 100 times fold more important than us gathering for Thanksgiving dinner.
求主帮助我
们。May the Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank